I learned several new ways to find gold. One of them that was really intriguing to me, and you did it several times on the first episode, gold sniping.
Sniping.
Wow. Dude, it was profitable. I mean, for the amount of time that you sniped gold, y'all made some money.
Oh, yeah. What was cool about it, and part of the reason for that, and again, we were in Northern California, and you think about it, the 49ers gold rush went through that exact same area, and people are like, oh, all the gold's gone. No, it's not. What happened was, with the record amount of snow in the Sierra Nevadas, the forest fires stripped some of the ground. It loosens stuff up, and then all of a sudden, that snow melt, a lot of rain, it's washing new gold in there. Yep. And so a lot of people, you know, we called it Gold Rush 2.0. There's people out there doing it. Yep. Now, I gotta give everybody a word of caution. You can't just go traipsing out on somebody's property.
Yeah.
So you got to do your homework. You got to find it, you know, whether it's a landowner that gives you permission or you know, do your homework, get the permit, and then go do it. Because it can be, one of the guys said, I'm like, what are you doing out here? Why do you do this? And he goes, this is my gym, man. This is my workout. He goes, I'm out here in the beautiful, you know, outdoors. It's physical. And at the end of the day, I'm paying for, you know, my truck payment or whatever. So it's a great way to enjoy the great outdoors, you know. And we live in an amazing place. So get out and enjoy it.
I'll tell you what, man. You spoke right to me when you said, for the guy that's sitting on the couch thinking he can't do this, you can. So I got my turkey baster, my snorkel, and my goggles, man. I'm going out to the river. I'm going to jump in the Snake River. I'm gonna go sniping as soon as possible. It has to thaw first. We got about 6 inches of ice on it. But once that's out of there, dude, I'm going.
Let's go, man.
Let's go.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun. I loved it. We were in the Rogue River. Be careful, old.
Yeah.
That river has the power, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest man in the world. I strapped on like 50 pounds. I could barely walk.
Wow.
But you got to get down to the bottom. And once you get down there, it's a different world, man. You just get lost. You get lost in the water. And you focus so much on that little piece of gold. You know, and it might be worth whatever, a buck. But by golly, I'm going to get that dollar, you know, that $1 piece of gold.
Dave Turin, Friday night, kicking off the first season. You do not want to miss it on the Discovery Channel. A great man with a great passion. And it's going to be a great ride, brother.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Don. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to give you one more howl. Ow!
Yeah!
So good!